going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
WEEI Afternoons at Buffalo Wild Wings, just across the street from Lambeau Field. It is 2025 NFL Draft Night. Reminder, Nick Fitzy-Stevens will be joining us for the 7 o'clock hour and then sticking around, taking part in the Christian Arcan All-Night Draft Party on WEEI. That'll take you through the totality of the NFL Draft. And we're a couple hours away. Some of the nuggets are starting to roll in on Twitter. We had the report earlier that the Cleveland Browns at number 2 are listening to trade offers for the number 2 pick. Yep. They might be willing to move down a few spots.
Yeah.
Now we have Jeff Howe reporting from The Athletic. The Jaguars have been actively trying to move up from number 5, per a source. They could be interested in moving as high as number 2. Huh. Wait, so the Browns want to move down, but not too far. The Jaguars want to move up to maybe as high as number 2.
Yeah.
Well, that seems to make sense right there. There's a trade.
2 for who?
I mean, one of the rumors was Ashton Jeanty, that they wanted
Ashton Jeanty. Please, please. Okay. Is your name Andy Hart or Nick Fitzy-Stevens?
I just told you the rumors. I didn't tell you what I'd do.
You know what? If a running back goes number 2.
You will eat that paper.
Well,
that you're
you trade
about.
Up.
Oh.
I would be shocking if that happened.
Come on, Teddy. What will you do? What will you do?
You know what? I don't know.
Andy, I know you got something in your head there.
I'm going to slam 3 Miller Lights with Andy.
There we go.
If that happens.
Or just one if it's really big.
Will you oblige me just to get something off my chest?
Because
you just mentioned the Jaguars. Because the Jaguars are – there's a lot of talk of the Jaguars at 5 getting Ashton Jeanty.
Yes.
So, Daniel Ball suggested maybe we do a top 10, our own mock.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, you know, so I got all the way up to 5, and I got all the way up to 5, which is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they're linked to Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
So I looked at the history of running backs for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fred Taylor.
My man, number 1, Fred Taylor, 11 seasons.
Yeah.
62 touchdowns, over 11,000 yards.
Yeah.
Did everyone Super Bowl him?
No.
What about MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew?
Good player.
Was a second-rounder. Bowling ball, butcher knives. So drafted in the second round, in the 60 overall pick. But listen to these next – to the Jaguars. Very interesting. The last two running backs that are big of note, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Do you remember what pick he was?
Playoff Lenny.
Fourth.
Fourth overall pick.
Won the Super Bowl.
Not with the Jaguars. And then Daniel, do you know who they also got in the first round with the 25th pick most recently? Running back?
Travis Etienne.
There you go. So they love running backs in the first round.
So are you buying
this? Have they ever won a Super Bowl getting running backs in the first round?
Are you buying this? Do you think that, that they're looking to trade up? And if so, do you think they would take the running back? Or could it be for your guy, Travis Hunter?
If you're trading up, if any team that wants to trade up with the Cleveland Browns at 2 – is talking to them to trade up, it's for Travis Hunter.
And Liam Cohen is their new head coach, who's an offensive coordinator, a guy who you could see him wanting to give Trevor Lawrence an elite supposed weapon to try to build a passing game around it. You know, he's a play caller from the McVay system. I can take this wide receiver, this quarterback, and make it work.
Do you find it fascinating? And you guys, Dan, if you want to chime in, I find it a little bit fascinating that I get mixed reviews or opinions on which side of the ball Travis Hunter is going to play. I mean, football people from each team have completely different views on which side of the ball he should play.
Oh, I think if he goes to Jacksonville, he's a wide receiver.
Right.
You give him to
based
Trevor,
on that.
Because
right.
if I'm Trevor Lawrence and you draft Travis Hunter, and I'm like, yes, and then we get to camp, and I'm like,
no, he's gonna,
the hell's he doing over
right,
there?
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. That guy, I watched that guy. He can make plays.
For the record, I think he should play offense and then a few plays on defense situationally.
And we do know, because you and I, when we were leaving yesterday, they were doing an announcement thing. They were prepping. They were doing the rundown.
Yeah.
They announced him as cornerback wide receiver Travis Hunter. They were giving him the double label announcement. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got a couple fans that want to join the conversation. Let's go to Randy in Providence. What are your thoughts on tonight's Patriots draft prospects?
Hey, guys, I've got two questions for you. I think Will Campbell's the pick. I think the hay's been kind of in the barn for a long time on that. Like, the reports right around the Senior Bowl, like, I follow a lot of the draft guys, and a lot of the people that were there, there are a couple of people that were saying that the Patriots were, like, in love with Campbell then. So I wonder if you guys think that's a good thing or a bad thing that it was that early on. I mean, Vrabel had just been hired at that point in time, really. But those were the reports out then, and now the reports coming out of, like, ESPN and stuff in the past 24 hours is, like, you know, he's in love with Campbell, they have an affection for him, were the words they used and stuff. And I think that's, like, similar to the language that I was hearing from people at the Senior Bowl. So I wonder if you guys think that's a good thing or a bad thing that it's been steady that long. And then I wanted to ask you guys, too, 15 years ago this year was Sam Bradford was picked, right? That was the last number one pick under the old rookie wage scale. And you guys must remember, like, back in the day, it was almost a liability to have a top three pick some years when the quarterbacks weren't great and you were going to have to pay this guy a whole bunch of your salary cap and so forth. How much do you guys think that the game, team building, the draft, all of that has changed in the 15 years since the rookie wage scale has been implemented?
Oh, man. Whew. What was his first question?
I like the first question was Will Campbell
long
was
question,
sort of.
Good question.
Long question. That Will Campbell was sort of the guy a lot of people heard. Yes, I think that's a great thing.
I think it's absolutely great.
Yeah, like, I actually don't like the idea of, well, we kind of went over it for 6 months and couldn't really decide, and now, oh my God, we got to pick somebody, I'll take him.
Right. I liked him 4 months ago, but now I'm starting to have second thoughts. No, if you still have the strong convictions now that you had 4 months ago, I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And the rookie wage scale, I don't know. Do you have a thought on that?
I don't. I mean, it slots things. I don't know if he's listing. So Will Campbell, if I could get Will Campbell, so you don't like him in a way, the value of the fourth pick.
That's about the value.
But
I like him as the player.
But also, if you got him at 10, you'd pay him less. Like, that's just the way it works.
Right.
So, would I rather pay him less? If I could trade down, pay him less, get an extra draft pick, that's the ideal. But am I going to try to screw around with that when I want the player? No. I will pay him the value of the fourth overall pick as a left tackle because I've fallen in love with him since the Senior Bowl, and I think he makes my team better, and he's a leader, and he's everything I want. I don't want to screw around for a few million bucks here or there if you think he's the guy.
Or an opportunity not to get him.
Right.
So
617-779-7937, back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. What are your thoughts on the draft tonight?
Thanks, guys. Love the show as always. Hey, want to say it's either wide receiver or bust. Because we've waited 5 years for a quality wide receiver coming out of the draft. We got a good one. We still need one more to solidify the offense. And then no running backs. Running backs are out. So good luck, man. I hope we do good.
Tim, right. Thanks for the call, Tim.
I almost asked Tim a question. I almost said, with the fourth overall pick, bud?
No,
I can't imagine him thinking that's what the pick should be at number four.
Right. I think he wants a wide receiver at some point. Didn't get the fruits of that labor last year with Jalen Polk in the second round. Maybe it's another second-round pick. The trade back into the first round or up into the first round from the second round if you can get Ibuka. You and I were talking on the ride in about the Ohio State kid who, in a weird way, I started to hear rumblings.
I feel like he's not going to be available in the late first round.
I don't know. I honestly don't know where the wide receivers are going. You know, for a while there was like Tet McMillan could be the Patriot pick at four, the kid out of Arizona.
Right.
And now it's like, well, he might go to the Cowboys at 12, and that'll start the receivers. And Michael Golden, the kid out of Texas, and all these others. Right. I think the wide receiver position is a very interesting one where they could go later, but then once they start going, this has happened in other years, a run of them goes, like three or four of them in like six picks.
Oh, like
come
last
off the
year?
Board. Yes. And if they want to, and that's where you have to consider trading back up in, and they wanted to last year, they
we're
tried
not trading
to trade
back
up.
In.
So what?
Nothing.
You don't think that's a shot?
It's not going to happen, bro.
Why are you
keep pushing this.
I know.
Dance this. Andy today on the ride over to Buff.
Oh, boy.
He's like, so we're going to go to the draft, and then, man, we might have to stay. I don't know. I'm hearing that maybe they're trade back into the first, late in the first round. Like, I'm going to call some people. I'm like, dude. The end of the first round, we're going to be here till 1 in the morning.
It's okay. If it brings a stud receiver with a stud left tackle.
If you have me we'll sitting here Super till Bowl. 1 in the morning, freezing my ass off.
Wow, you're soft.
And the Patriots don't trade back up in the first round, I'm going to kill you, bro.
Well, what if they do trade back into the first round?
What if they miss the magic?
Andy, are you willing to gamble your life on this potentially? Yeah,
not necessarily. And I did notice, boys, Ted Johnson, when he gets chilly, he gets cranky because he is getting chilly because
it is cold here, man.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field is settling here in Green Bay. I did want to hear some of that Will Campbell audio. We played a snippet of it yesterday, but Will Campbell talked to the media, and of course, what came up? But his arm length, but he's used to it.
I like him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Frank fried potatoes.
There we go.
Oh, wait. That wasn't.
That's wrong, Will Campbell.
It's crazy
so
how
sorry.
That happens.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
The lead up and dissecting and stuff like that when you feel like I've proven and I've shown on tape what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exhausting. I've heard it since I was 14 years old. You know, the school that I just went to, they said the same thing to me. You know, my coaches, you know, that everybody's had a concern with my arm length since I was 14 years old and I got my first offer. I didn't let it become a problem now or then. I'm not going to now. You know, there's some teams that want to play me at guard, and I'm fully willing to do that because I'm a team guy first. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to wait. And if that means me playing early, me winning, is it me at guard, me at X receiver, me at tight end, that's what I'm going to do. So, like I said, wherever, you know, the opportunity presents itself for me to get on the field as fast as possible is what I'm going to do.
Oh, boy, did he nail that answer, right, Ted?
Oh. I mean, you talk about just scratching all the itches, man. I mean, that is gold for a coach. I mean, that's the guy you want right there. I mean, he said it perfectly. A little bit of a not even a humble brag, but just a in your face brag. When I got my first offer at 14 years old, I had short arms then. I'm gonna be honest with you. I do like his response to his short arms. Almost defiant, almost kind of back in your face. Good for him. He's very confident in his ability, regardless of the length of his arms. I've questioned it, whether he can work out at left tackle. But he also said, and this is what makes – it's just nice to hear an athlete in today's world say, I'll do whatever it takes for the team. If they want me to play another position, I'm okay with that. When do you ever hear – you got Travis Hunter saying, if I don't play both ways, I'm retiring.
Right.
So, you know, it's just music to my ears to hear a guy kind of talk in that vein, right?
Yeah. The first thing I thought of was Rafi Devers when he said, no, I'm not moving. And it's like,
no.
This is a kid who, and we've heard so many guys, you're right, you bring up Travis Hunter, but over the years there's all these guys change position and they get – defensive, defiant. They push back. I've always been a this. I've always. And he's like, I'm a tackle because I've been playing tackle. If they want to move me to guard and that's how we're going to win football games, then I'll go be a good guard.
You know what's interesting? I've been hearing some, I've been reading some things about Armon Membu, who I told you physically when I watch him play and just his look, he looks more like a pro tackle. But he plays right tackle at Missouri, right? And so all of, if the Patriots were to draft Armon Membu, who's a right tackle all through college, and put him at left tackle, people here would lose their minds, right?
Yes.
Okay? I was listening to reading an article where one of his trainers was saying he's a right tackle. He knows he's basically saying, I don't ever want to move to left tackle, right?
Right.
And but through his trainer. Just obviously the trainer knows a lot about the player, and so he's basically telling everybody, Armon doesn't ever want to be a left tackle. You know what? I don't want a guy that's not willing to change positions. So as much as I've kind of been more of a fan of Armon Membu in his at least his style and the profile, I don't want a guy that's not open to changing positions if it would be better, the best thing for the team. So,
and then there was another piece of audio from Will Campbell yesterday that I'm going to guess that Drake May liked hearing about, because obviously Drake May is the guy that could benefit or not benefit if they blow this pick. He's going to be the one that's hurt by it as well, because he's the guy out there behind a guy who's not really that good. But if you had any questions about how Will Campbell feels about his quarterback and his role with his quarterback, he certainly answered those yesterday.
I'm going to fight for my life to keep you off the ground. And, you know, I'm a quarterback guy. I don't let anybody mess with my quarterbacks. You can ask my former cornerback, Jaden Daniels, about that. I don't let anybody mess with them. Nussmeier, the same thing. You know, no matter what, I'm going to stand by them through the fire, because I know they need me to regardless of what that happens.
All right, I'm sold.
I was going to say, the more we listen,
yes, it is. Isn't, me
it,
too, bro.
Isn't it easy to see how Vrabel would fall in love with this guy? Like, every time you talk to him, every question you ask him, he answers with something like that, and you're like,
who talks like that? Have you ever heard, I don't know, Cole Strange or you know, Mike Onwenu talk like that?
Nope. This guy. That's what I said yesterday.
Like,
I think this guy becomes the leader of the offensive line the second he walks
in. How can
in.
A rookie, though?
I just think he has
there's
it.
No other.
Because there's a vac. There's a lack there.
There's a vacuum. And then a he leadership
had,
void.
Yeah. And then he has he clearly has these intangibles.
I think
built
Morgan
in.
Moses is
yeah, but for you're right. Probably for a short time.
Yeah.
But he probably does it knowing I'm really only here for a year. Like, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Maybe. Hopefully they create
the
some
leader
sort of,
an offensive line, a rookie.
Yeah.
When there's four other guys, that would be something.
And it's true. It's true. It would be, but I think you're seeing as we get these snippets, like even Stiz says, I fell in love with him there. I'm sold. Like, go
get
him.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the reports we've heard from Vrabel. The reports are, you know, there was the one report that Drake May already knows the pick, that it is going to be Will Campbell, and I'm sure he hears something like that and says, fine with
they
me.
They speak
coach.
The same language. That Southern good old boy language.
100%. 100%. 617-779-7937. We'll go back to the phone lines. I don't know the name, Stiz, because my internet went down. So if you could pot whatever is on the line up
yeah,
for
let's
me,
talk
that'd be
to
great.
Let's talk to Tyler.
Tyler, are you there?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show, first off. I'm loving Will Campbell, first pick. Next, I'm thinking Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. Big guy, about 6'5". He's a red zone presence. I mean, we got to have a guy like that. He's not the quickest, but, hey, yep. I mean, I don't mind.
Yep. Yeah, that's a – and thanks for the call.
I like it, Tyler. That's a name you're hearing a lot.
He's been a popular name of late and fits the profile. That's the one thing with Abuka is he's more of a slot receiver, and they have those
We have
guys.
A lot of slots.
There's a lot of slots. A
lot of slot receivers on
you
this team.
You need one of those bigger outside presence, and if they can get – if you can get one of those – and add it to a left tackle. Now, because we had talked about all the defensive moves in free agency, that's starting to, like, build the offense out around Drake May.
I agree, right? You play him at Z, so you put him in motion. If he's not the fastest guy, he's not going to be your X. Tall, physical. I mean, I'm sorry. Javon Baker, he's strong. I mean, he's not that tall. Jalen Polk, small. You know, Matt Collins is big, right?
Yep.
Stephon Diggs is big. You know, I like – bigger receivers, mm-hmm. I do. So that name is starting to catch some steam. Well, at least with Patriots fans, but that'll be interesting to see where he goes.
And it's sexy, you know. You go, the left tackle that everybody's been talking about for 6 months isn't really that sexy. If you go receiver in the second round, that's a little sexier for a little fun pick. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on Will Campbell, on the Patriots draft, on rumors. Could they trade down? Could they trade back into the back end of the first round?
And if you've called in, we got people on the line. Hang in there. We'll get to you.
Yes, we will definitely get to you. We'll also get to the Boston Celtics, because last night I was laying in my hotel room waiting to go out to dinner, and I got to watch my guy, JB, step up with no JT, no problem, had one of the better postseason games in Celtics history. So we'll talk a little Celtics, a little Jaylen Brown, and continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots draft up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me a trending.